This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
The bank said, come back in 3 years. So I told them, in 3 years, I don't need you. You are the bank. I use your service and you cannot even help me.
Nonita Mariano owns a hair salon in downtown Montreal. Not able to find a traditional loan, Mariano turned to microcredit to finance her business.
With me, I borrow like $10,000, and I know they can give more, but on that time, I'm only borrowing that certain amount.
Mariano went to ASEM, the Montreal Community Loan Association, where board chairman Roger Snelling helps those in need access available funds.
Credit's a big thing. If you're reasonably well off, if you have a good job, you don't think about it a lot. But if you don't have access to credit and you need some money to get started, it's really difficult.
At ASEM, Snelling says that all loan applicants will be helped through each stage of the process, from receiving to repaying.
Basically, what they need to do is provide a business plan, because it's not for personal credit. It's for some kind of a business that they're going to start up. So they need to do a business plan, depending on how big a loan, how complex their operation is.
And Mariano feels strongly about ASEM because of everything they've done to help her get established.
Their purpose is really to help people. It's not just like, okay, pay the money. It's not like that. Talk to them, and they're really easy person to talk with.
Anne Kettenbale, the executive director at ASEM, says over the years, she's seen many women like Mariano apply for microcredit loans.
The majority of people that we work with are immigrants. So often the immigrants that we work with are people that are having difficulty accessing their professions, and they often have difficulties finding employment here.
For Mariano, who immigrated to Canada in 1991, her post-secondary education wasn't sufficient to follow her desired career path.
I spent like 8 years at school, in college and university, and I apply in here. I have 2 degrees way back home. I have a medical technology degree and I have a business and administration degree.
Former Concordia University professor Sheila Arnopoulos has written extensively on microcredit in India and how it's being used there to transform society.
Microcredit can start with empowering women at a kind of local and important level in terms of the family and the community, but then women can get together in bigger groups and accomplish things that will pull them into more mainstream society.
Kettenbale also sees this happening with women in Montreal. After receiving loans, they are able to lift themselves out of poverty and into self-employment.
It actually empowers people because they see that there is actually hope for integrating the social and economic system here in Canada.
The brand of community credit used by ASEM during their 20 years of operation has proven effective, lending out close to $2 million just last year.
One of the things that it does is it creates models for people in communities. Somebody who's a new immigrant and who starts up a business and is successful in that business, it becomes a powerful model for others.
Mariano enjoys contributing to ASEM by making her loan payments regularly. And she also recommends their service to other hopeful entrepreneurs.
If ever I needed money again, I'm still gonna come back and borrow money from them, because you know, although there is an interest, it's not that much, okay? And for me, I think helping ASEM too will help other immigrants.
But according to Kettenbale, microcredit is not just an alternative to traditional credit. It's a method of dealing with issues that banks will not even consider during the loan application process.
As long as there's people that can't access traditional credit, ASEM will have a raison d'être. The mission of ASEM is not to start up businesses. Our mission is to fight poverty and social and economic exclusion.
In Montreal, I'm Adam Bema.